You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns. This podcast is titled Seven of the Best Players to Ever Play for Manchester United. Oh yes. Each week we will be going through different clubs up and down the football land and we'll be deciding who were the seven best from that particular club's history. And what a history Manchester United have. This podcast is sponsored by the brilliant 7OTB.com, which is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. Five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week. And don't forget, that vitally important one draw you must pick. It's that simple though. Five wins, one banker, one draw. Simple as. You can play your way to £1 million if you head to 7otb.com. What is coming up on this magical podcast? Well, we're going to be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for the Red Devils. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Man United players via At The Football Hour. We'll be going through the winners on seven of the best last week. And I'll be embarrassing myself. why do I even tell you? I shouldn't tell you. This is what's coming up. I'll be embarrassing myself by telling you my predictions from last game week, which were absolutely basic. I only hit 11 points, one worse than last week's 12. I'm meant to be getting better at the game, not worse. We'll also be walking through my predictions for week 15. It'll probably be 10 if we're continuing on in that form. But first, I need to do a public service announcement about last week's seven of the best Chelsea players. Yeah, you listened to the pod, didn't you? And there was a glaring omission. I just want to apologise. A centre-back, a captain, a leader, a legend did not make my seven. A man who has won five league titles, five FA Cups, one Europa League, one Champions League. Yes, he was in his kit not playing, but yeah, he won the Champions League. He won three League Cups on top of all that as well. I'm talking about John Terry. He should have been in the seven best players to ever play for Chelsea, and Chelsea fans know it. I apologise. I simply apologise. I hold my hands up. He should have been in the list. He's now in the list. If we're ever to do it again. Of course he is. Finally, I'm going to be giving you the opportunity to win a £50 voucher to spend with classicfootballshirts.co.uk, who are the home of original football shirts from around the football world. Let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Manchester United players ever. Full stop. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Eric Jemba, so bad they named him twice, Marouane Fellaini or Wilfried Zaha. We are going to be focusing on the cream of the Red Devils' crop. So we're going to start from seven and we're going to work our way to the best player to ever play for Man United. At number seven, Mr. Roy Keane. His sharp tongue might often have been a bone of contention, but Roy Keane's demeanour on a football field always told its own story. The toughest of nuts to crack. He demanded excellence from everyone around him and more often than not had the leadership quality to coax the very best out of his team. A general as much as a footballer, Keane had the drive and fight that few others in the game could even hope to match. He left Old Trafford with 17 winners' medals and a whole heap of grudging respect from opponents across the football world. At number six, Cristiano Ronaldo. He may have gone on to become one of the best two players in the world since signing for Real Madrid, but it was at Manchester United that CR7 laid the foundations for his superstardom. Arriving as a skinny kid with spangly awful hair. The Portuguese star spent 6 years at Old Trafford dazzling United fans with amazing skill, fantastic finishing and thrilling pieces of play that live long in the memory. His 42-goal campaign in 07-08 led United to a domestic and European double, and he remains a club idol 8 years on from his departure. Number five, Eric Cantona. Did any player ever have as big an impact on a football club in so short a space of time? I ask you that question. Eric Cantona remains a Manchester United icon despite spending less than 5 years at Old Trafford. His effect on the team, desperately looking to end 26 years without a league title, was immediate, with his wonderful artistry in the final third, helping United to break down previous mental and physical barriers. His string of key goals in narrow wins helped the Reds overcome Newcastle to win the 1996 league title, and he won Premier League medals in all four of the seasons he ended on the pitch. Cantona had the style, he had the passion, the temperament and the grace of a maverick genius. That is why he is number five. At number four, Mr. Dennis Law. He may have been a finisher of outstanding quality, but in truth, he was far more complete a player than that. His ability on the ball was something to behold, boasting both the passing and dribbling of a top-of-the-range midfielder. Rightly regarded as perhaps the greatest Scottish footballer ever, Law remains the highest scorer in a single season for Manchester United thanks to his 46 goals in 1963-1964 season. One third of the famed Holy Trinity, Law was one of the icons of a wonderful decade for Manchester United. Second in that Holy Trinity, and at number three in our list, Mr. Georgie Best. George Best's ability on a football pitch was matched only by his appeal off it. If I'd been born ugly, you'd never heard of Pelé, the great Northern Irishman once joked, but it was a reflection of both the player he was and the player he simply could have been. With the technical ability most footballers could only dream of, Best was a sheer delight to watch. His 179 goals in 11 seasons at Old Trafford tell only a fraction of the story of Best's impact on the game and Old Trafford. At number two, Ryan Giggs. He started as a fearless winger with pace to burn and ended almost a quarter of a century later as a midfield mainstay, a leader and a manager in the making. In between times, Ryan Giggs won a record 34 trophies, including 13 Premier League titles. His staying power in one of the greatest club sides of all time bears comparison with any player in football history, and his record of 963 United appearances is unlikely to ever be matched. He will undoubtedly be remembered best for that goal against Arsenal, which sent United on their way to the famous treble in 1999. He was a fantastic player, but he was not United's greatest player. That player was Sir Bobby Charlton. Just 16 months after making his United debut, Bobby Charlton lost 8 of his teammates in that Munich air tragedy, an experience that he still thinks about every single day. Yet he still went on to score 249 goals in 759 appearances for the club, which now goes hand in hand with his name. He became the epitome of United's struggle back to the top, thanks to his elegant style of play, his unmatched determination to succeed. He netted with great regularity as Sir Matt Busby went about rebuilding the club on the way to their 1968 European Cup triumph. To this day, Sir Bobby Charlton still remains a Manchester United legend, and that is why I have named him the best player to ever play for Man United. What did you think of the countdown? Did you like it? Is there any players I missed? I missed out Scholesy, didn't I? Scholesy didn't get in. Wayne Rooney didn't get in. If you want Scholesy or Rooney in your seven of the best Manchester United players, you know what to do. you need to tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBMUFC.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Now we shall have a look at some of the biggest winners on seven of the best from the previous game week. Mr. Craig Smith, who is at Vic Del Smith on Twitter, won £250 in the individual prize. He got in contact with the pod and said, "I'd like to thank my team, Dunfermline Athletic, for completely losing their discipline and having two men sent off on Saturday." Where's he going with this? He says, "But still holding on for the draw." That is true. Predicting the draw is always the toughest. "And two men got sent off, but his team, Dunfermline, kept on for the draw." I love that, Craig. He is now three game weeks away from that £1 million prize. Me and Craig have been chatting on Twitter this week, and I've told him to stay well clear of Leeds United because they will only do one thing, Craig, and that is let you down like they have let me down for 24 years. Calm down, Alex. Come on. Let it go. Let it go. Moving on. The team winners last week were Meldorado. Congratulations, Meldorado. They took home £700 to share between their team. The captain of the Meldorado ship is Melanie. She scored 15 points and led her side to £700. The person who is the 7OTB star in the team, though, the Lionel Messi of the Meldorados, is Norma. Norma is 82 years old and scored 22 points. I think, Norma, that I'll be playing until I'm 82 to reach that points total. So big up, Storming Norma. Big up, Storming Norma. Yes, 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 yes. The other members of the Meldorado squad scored 14 points. That was Christian. Betty got 16 and Ron got 14. The two members of the squad whose scores didn't count were Emma and Patrick. However, as I always say, a team has to stick together and surely Meldorado have to share it with the whole squad and not just the five with the highest scores. If you want the chance to win £700 like the team Meldorado did last week, you need to set up your teams. One of the best ways to do it, the easiest ways to do it, is by WhatsApp. If you go on to manage my team section on 7otb.com, you can send an invite to your WhatsApp group chat and go and play your way to £700. Come on, go and get it. Go on, go on. Those were the winners last week. As I always say, I certainly wasn't anywhere near winning. Do you want to know my results? Well, I went to Leeds Brentford at the weekend at Brentford. And I picked an away win. I was confident. What did we do? We lost 3-1. It was awful. We could have lost 5-1. They missed a penalty. They hit the bar twice. Actually, it could have been 6-1. It was shocking. Leeds, you're letting me down. Not just in real life. On seven of the best Leeds. So think about it. Come on. Think about it. You've got an international break to sort yourself out. Can you do it? They're not listening to me, are they? They're really not listening. Then, after the Leeds debacle, I got 3 points. Everton finally got victory right at the end. Thank you, Tom Cleverley, for missing that penalty. Borough finally came through for me. They beat Sunderland 1-0. Liverpool, I got 3 points there. I was doing well. Then I went for Norwich to beat Bolton away. Bolton won 2-1. Where's that come from? Sheffield United, they got me 3 points. Home win against Hull City, 4-1. Leon Clark with 4 goals. They're 1-0 down, Sheffield United. They're really looking like they might be on. To go back to the Premier League, Sheffield United, Ipswich Town versus Preston. I went for a nice draw. I'm thinking that's going to be a draw. Guess what? Ipswich decided to win 3-0. So has scored 0 points. Thank you very much. It was 11 points last week. But these are my week 15 predictions. I'm going for Bradford City to beat Plymouth. Then I'm going to go MK Dons, Fleetwood Town, a draw. Wigan are going to beat Rochdale away. Luton are going to beat Cheltenham. Wickham are going to beat Morecambe. They're my bankers. Wickham are my bankers. The Beast, Akinfenwa, is going to come through for me, score a few goals, and they're going to beat Morecambe. Then, in non-league, I've gone for Boreham Wood and Ebbsfleet to get home victories. To enter your predictions, head to www.7otb.com to set up your profile and new teams with your mates. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best game week selections. It's free to enter, and you can try and play your way to £1 million. Follow at 7OTB Football for the latest stats and figures to help you decide which teams to pick.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
To enter this week's competition for a free £50 classic football shirt voucher, just sign up at 7OTB.com and register to play. Then, all you've got to do is tweet at The Football Hour your 7OTB username. So the username that you create on 7OTB, just tweet me that and you will go into a raffle to win a £50 classic shirt voucher. 7OTB will pick the winner next week. To finish the show, I've got to do a big thank you. Something amazing happened last week. Well, two amazing things happened, actually. Sean Wright Phillips, yes, England legend, Chelsea legend, Man City legend, tweeted about the Chelsea 7 of the best players. He tweeted saying the big man, Didier Drogba, got in the Football Hour 7 of the best podcast. Then, something magical, something monumental happened. The Drog retweeted it. Oh yes, Didier Drogba retweeted about this podcast. So, Drogba, if you're out there listening, I love you. What a player you were. Thank you so much for tweeting out at me. Sean Wright Phillips, thank you for doing the initial tweet. I really appreciate it. It's nice that two Premier League legends are showing the Football Hour and 7 of the best love. We're very, very happy that you did that. Keep the tweeting up, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, that's it. All I need to do now is recap and tell you, go to 7otb.com, set up your accounts. You know what to do by now. This has been the Football Hour. That was the 7 best players to ever play for Manchester United. And all I must say now is thank you to 7 of the best for sponsoring the podcast. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. See you next week.